Well, I guess you've all noticed that the seasons are changing. The signs are all there. I wonder if the younger ones amongst you in particular have spotted one of the biggest signs. I'm going to give you a clue. Who knows what that is? It's a conker. It's a conker. Of course, you're not allowed to put strings through them and play conkers anymore. That's health and safety. Just a quick poll. Did anyone ever get injured playing conkers? No. See, that's red tape for you. The conker. It's a sign of a change in the seasons. What other signs have we seen that autumn is on its way? I didn't hear that. Any other signs? Condensation? What have you got? The leaves are changing. Something else, Lucy? Yeah, the leaves are changing and falling down, aren't they? Yeah, lots of... Oh, we've got another sign up here. Yeah, Bobby. The leaves are going... I think we've got that. Leaves, lots of changes, aren't there? That we're going into autumn. Signs of change. Darker evenings, cold mornings, and so on. Now then, in our lives, there are lots... We'll come back to the conquer later. There are lots of signs in our lives, aren't there? I found a few. Here, Francisco, let's have one. Oh, yes. Here's a road sign. I think the good luck message is about right, isn't it? Yeah, next one. Danger ahead, fasten safety belts, and remove dentures. If you're young, you don't understand that. Just ask granny or granddad later on what that's all about. Next one. I don't know if Brenda and Kim saw one of those in Canada. They did. Okay, nods there. Great, one more. If anyone can explain in which situation a cow might be landing on my car, I really want to know. Okay, and I don't want to go there, that's for sure. Right, lots and lots of weird signs, aren't there? In the Bible passage that we're going to look at today, it tells us about two more signs. It won't come as a great surprise that they're not signs about stray moose. In fact, they're much better than that, because they're signs that point us to some fantastically good news. Open up your Bibles, please. Page 1157. 1157. It's going to be on the slide up on the screen if you've got fat fingers like me and you can't turn the pages. It's from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It's just a few verses there. That'd be great. Why don't we try to read this together? Okay, that means I know that who's still awake even at this point. Okay, here we go. So, page 1157. It's 1 Corinthians. It's chapter 15. And on the right-hand side, down at the bottom, we've got verse 20. So, all together. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Great. Really helpful to keep that open as we look at it. Now, our first sign that we see in there, it points us towards a promise of heaven. At this point in his letter, what we've just read is from a letter from a man called Paul writing to a church in a city called Corinth. And he's telling them the wonderful news that Jesus is no longer dead. In fact, he tells them that 3 days after Jesus died, he was raised from the grave. And eventually he was taken back to heaven. Now, this morning we might get that this is an amazing thing that has happened. We might even get that it tells us something about who Jesus is. But I wonder if there's a little bit more. You see, Paul tells us that Jesus' death and resurrection, his coming back to life, is a sign. A sign, and it points us to this promise of heaven. We see that in verse 20. He describes Jesus, this funny word that Dave mentioned. He says he's the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep, those who have died. Well, why is that a sign? Okay, well, you're going to help me, because I want to answer that. I want you all to pretend that you're a farmer. Okay? You're a farmer, all of you. No exceptions. I'll be watching. Now, come on. Okay. It's early in the morning. The sun is coming up over the hillside, and you're going to walk out into your fields. Right, I want you to put your wellies on. Come on, put your wellies on. Right, well done. Now put your coat on. If you're struggling, it's because you forgot to take your dressing gown off. Right, okay, we're all on. Okay, out we go, deep breath. Lovely fresh air. Now on your farm, you are growing some beautiful fruit. Okay? Now then, what kind of fruit are you growing on your farm? Apples? Bananas. Yeah. I like the thinking behind that, because I live in Jamaica, that's good. Right. Any other fruits? Grapes. Whatever. Fantastic. All these wonderful fruits that we could have in our farm. Well, this morning, as you go out into your farm with your wellies and your dressing gowns on, and you're going to look for the first fruits. Those first little baby fruits that are starting to appear on your trees. Have a look. Can you see them? See them there? No, Charlie, that's a scarecrow. You won't see any there. Right. There's some little buds of fruit. And you know, that's fantastic. It's wonderful, isn't it? We're really excited when we see those first fruits on our trees. Because it's a sign. The first fruits are a sign that more are coming. It's a sign that one day soon our trees are going to be filled with fruit. Absolutely guaranteed. And for the farmer, that is brilliant news. Because it means that the harvest is certain and his future is secure. Well, you can take your wellies off and listen up, because this is the bit that matters. Paul says, Jesus has risen. He died on the cross, but is now alive again. He's living in heaven. He says that Jesus is like the first fruits. Because when Jesus is raised to life, it's a sign. A sign of the promise that one day, heaven itself will be filled, not with fruit, but with people. People who have been raised to life. Conkers tell us that autumn is coming. Fruits tell us, or tell the farmer, that the harvest is certain. And Jesus being raised from the dead is our first sign that points towards a heaven that one day will be filled. I guess hearing about the resurrection of Jesus might be making you think, if you don't know much about Jesus, you'd be thinking, well, I wonder who is this man? Who is this Jesus that is raised from the dead? Well, we're going to find out. We're going to sing about him. As Chris is going to find his way forward with the guitar. He missed the subtlety of my link. He's coming now. We're going to find that Jesus is the King of Kings, so he can be raised from the dead. He's the Lord of Lords, and he can do so much more than that. Feel free to go crazy when it says... hold of your Bibles. So we've been thinking about signs this morning, haven't we? Our first sign pointed us towards a promise of heaven. But I guess the $10 million question is this. Who? Who will receive this promise? And our second sign tells us that there is only one way to heaven. Let's start by looking down. I'm going to read verse 22 for us. Have a look at that, right at the bottom of the page. It says this, "For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive." Well, a week or two ago, it was my birthday. And the fact that you can't even buy enough candles for my cake anymore, let alone fit them all on, well, they're just more signs, aren't they? They're signs that I'm not getting any younger, and if we're honest, they're signs that I'm a little bit on the downhill slope right now. We've been learning in children's groups this week that the reason our bodies are beginning to creak and groan until they eventually break down, it's all because of one man. It's because of Adam, the very first man that was made. And I guess it's a familiar story to many of us. God created Adam and Eve a wonderful garden to live in. He gave them every good thing that they needed to live happily ever after. In return, they were given a loving warning. They were told that if they ate of the fruit of a certain tree from the middle of the garden, then they would die. I guess when you're little, you get warned, don't you, about things. You get warned about not touching the hot oven or going near a fireplace. As you become a teenager, you get warned off certain troublemakers at school. They wouldn't be good to hang around with, or maybe you shouldn't go to that party or something like that. And then you get to my age and you get warned off pretty much everything. But they're friendly, wise warnings. They're for our own good. And the same is true for Adam and Eve. But did they listen? Did they listen to that loving rule? No. You see, for them, they looked at the fruit on the tree and it looked so good. It looked so juicy, so ripe, so tasty. And so instead they preferred to please themselves, to reject God's loving rule, to ignore his word, and instead they eat that fruit that was forbidden. Because for them the temptation was just too great. And the consequences were just as God said it would be. Death entered the beautiful garden at Eden. Adam and Eve began to age and eventually they died. They were separated from God. And the same is true for us too. Our bodies begin to fail in spite of our every best effort. And so, as we go back to our verses from earlier, we see that there's a sharp reminder that if we continue to follow Adam in the wrong direction, then we're just choosing to live for ourselves. We're pushing God's loving rule away. And the outcome of that choice is clear. As the verse says, "For as in Adam, all will die." But the great news is that there is another way. There is another way. And it lies in the opposite direction. You see, because just as Adam and Eve formed their own plan, at the same time God hatched a plan of his own. A plan of rescue. A plan of love. a way that Adam's work could be made right, not by Adam himself, but by the work of another man. And that man was Jesus Christ. It says in verse 22, "Also in Christ shall all be made alive." You see, through Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave, God gave us the way, the only way, to enjoy new life. And not just later as part of the harvest in heaven either, but a promise that begins right now. The choice of the two roads is there for us, just as it was for Adam. If we're trusting in Christ alone, not trusting in ourselves, not trusting in our own behavior, then we too will be raised to life from the dead, just like Jesus. I want you to remember the conquer. Remember the conquer. Remember that it's a first fruit. It's a sign of the season that is to come. But more importantly, when you pick up a conquer, I want you to remember the resurrection of Jesus. Remember that it's a sign that all who trust in him will find a place in heaven. Because Jesus tells us that only with him is the harvest certain and the future secure. Let me just say a short prayer and then we're going to sing again. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his resurrection. That is a sign that those who are trusting in him have a future that is certain. Help us, Lord, to trust in that. Help us to see the truth of it this morning. Amen.